Hey, Swifties! Welcome to a brand new episode of Swiftie School, where together we walk Clownelia Street covering the latest news and Easter eggs from our fearless leader, Taylor Swift. I'm your host, Reagan Bailey, and it is enchanting to have you here. Now that we're out of the woods, let's get into today's episode.
It's another great day to be alive at the same time as Taylor Swift. Well, 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 we made it through Petty, and it's time to go on to Sweden. But first, let's do a quick disclaimer. If you're new to the podcast, my name is Reagan, and this is purely an expression of my thoughts and opinions. And while I would absolutely love, love, love to be associated with Taylor Swift or Taylor Nation, I am not. And that is it. So let's get into today's episode. Now, you guys, this was a wild journey and a half. I feel like none of us were fully prepared for the absolute chaos that was going to erupt in Paris this past weekend. And if I'm being quite honest, I don't know if I've ever felt Swiftie FOMO hard enough than I did this past weekend. I would be alarmed if anybody took a peek at my computer browse history, because I may not have Googled several times to see, could I make it to Europe for a reasonable cost, or would I have to sell my kidney, and would I be willing to do so? But here we are. So together, you and I are going to be clowning through Paris, because I feel like we've kind of breezed through this and we're freaking out collectively about the added torture poets department set. But I feel like there's a lot of Easter eggs that are getting overlooked, and I myself haven't had the mental capacity to fully dive into them. So I figured we could kind of do that together today. But a few updates before we dive in. Female Rage the Musical. How are we doing? I'm absolutely obsessed with calling Torture Poets Department Female Rage the Musical. I low-key wish that Taylor named the Torture Poets Department album Female Rage the Musical, because how iconic would that have been? FRTM. Speaking of FRTM, I released a couple of merch items over on my website. And if you're new, you can head over to reaganbailey.com/shop. I have some Taylor-inspired items over there. My most popular item by far is the Friendship Bracelet Crew Neck, which is really fun. It says it's another great day to be alive at the same time as TS. And it's cute. And you guys wear it all the time and love it, which I love to see. Now, my mom was just in town. You guys were so sweet and kind. If you follow me over on socials, we had a great time documenting our outfits of the day. We went to a movie premiere. That was super fun. And I got to be honest with you, your girl is tired. We went from Coachella to Mexico to my mom being in town. And I am ready to lock myself indoors and hibernate for the next 3 weeks. Before I got to keep moving. A little bit about me, and I won't dive too much into me, but if you want to know a little bit more about the host, I very much am an extroverted introvert. Does that make sense? I love, love, love my alone time. I recharge by being alone. I thrive being alone, but I also love being around people, and I get my energy from that, and then I'm good for a week. So I don't know if that's the Gemini/Cancer in me. I don't know if that's my age. I don't know if that's my star chart, whatever it might be, but that's me. So I am so thrilled that we are back into Eras Tour season, because it gives me something to feel justified in staying home for. And as I was writing the notes for today's episode, I was kind of thinking, and I'm like, man, after we're knee deep in this second leg, if you will, of the Eras Tour, we're going to be diving into football season. So that'll be fun. And that'll be a great, great little distraction as we move into the end of the Eras Tour itself, because that'll go into February, right? February with the Super Bowl, which I'm circling back to that theory. We haven't discussed that theory in a minute, is that if Taylor does not extend the Eras Tour into 2025 and do another visit to the US, I have a couple of theories on that, which I could say in a second, but I truly do think she would end the Eras Tour with the dates as it is in Toronto and then do a February show. Is that insane? A February Super Bowl show, I mean. I know that she's denied it in the past, but it seems like she's already got the dancers in place. She's got the visuals. The team is locked and loaded from the Eras Tour. So I don't know. That's been my thought for a long time. A second thought that I had, which is interesting, is perhaps she would take a longer break and then do a resurrection, if you will, of the Eras Tour sometime in mid to later 2025. I don't know how long does she want to ride this wave, right? That's kind of the question. But regardless, I think it would be more plausible if she did more of a finale in the United States, similar to Harry Styles. So Harry Styles had a residency I think he did what, like 2 weeks at the Kia Forum? Is it Kia Forum? The Forum here in Los Angeles. He did, it felt like a month. Harry Styles was here for a very long time. And if you live in LA, you know the traffic was crazy. The traffic was crazy. The girlies went feral for Harry Styles, rightfully so. I'm not a One Directioner slash Harry Styles fan, but I mean, I'm a fan of him. I will look at him all day long, but I did not mosey on over to the shows. But if that was Taylor, I would be doing the same. So no shade to those. Now, before we go into Paris, kind of looking ahead into what we have going on, both me and Taylor Swift, we're moving into the Sweden shows. Sweden is short and cute. We've got three shows, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And these are, I believe, don't quote me on this, the cheapest Eras Tour tickets currently available. I know this because I've spent far too long looking at them and trying to justify them. The tickets are like $140 for floor general admission. You can get tickets in like the lower bowl, like seated tickets for something like $300 is like on the high end. It's absolutely bananas. And by the time this episode comes out, I don't know if anybody would have time to like book and fly out there. If you do, all the power to you, and please send me a message. But the tickets are not the issue. It's the accommodations in Sweden. Sweden, what's going on? Why are we charging hotels for like three nights? We're looking at like $2,000. I don't know if I was doing something wrong, but I was looking on hotels. I was looking on Airbnb, and it's a lot of dollar dollar bills. So that's that with Sweden. I will absolutely be reporting on the Sweden shows on the broadcast channel, as always, which has been so much fun with you guys over on Instagram. If you have that feature and are able to join the channel, please do. But I feel good. I'm glad to be kind of back on a little bit of a routine, a good schedule. And speaking of schedule, today's a fun one, the day the episode comes out, because I've got a bonus episode launching today as well. So if you want to clown with me a little bit more, we'll be diving into a completely different topic in my other episode that came out today, which is over on Patreon, patreon.com/SwiftieSchool. If you're just tuning in, maybe you missed a couple episodes, I launched a new membership tier on my Patreon called the sorority tier. I don't know. We have quite a few members. I think I want to say it's like 30 plus sorority members now. And the fun thing about the sorority tier is you get a bonus clown call. So if you hear throughout the episode that I'm referencing clown calls, I host clown calls twice a month, one for seniors and two for sorority. Sorority can join both calls. Seniors can join one. Does that make sense? Capiche? Capiche. Now, circling back to Paris, I think the first thing I want to discuss and most obvious is the new outfits. I am truly befuddled by the amount of orange that this woman has been wearing. Listen, I've gone through phases in my life where I'm obsessed with certain colors, but I feel like, as we know, none of it was accidental in the first night that you saw her in orange. No one's gonna stop her. Did you like that? I feel like the orange was absolutely not accidental, and it brings me back to gasp. The Karma Man wall. I know. I feel like the coffee cup and the Karma Man wall will go down in Swiftie history as the most clowned about things of all time. But hear me out. If you follow Nikki King over on TikTok, she does a way better job of explaining this, but I've touched on it a million and one times. The Karma Man wall, allow me to paint the picture. It has the placement of all the different graffiti on the wall. Fearless, I think it says like Taylor Swift with a scooter. Karma is on there in black and in orange. Reputation, yada, yada. If you were to draw an infinity symbol, you would pass through, you would go up and around, through the middle, back around. We know what an infinity symbol looks like. What's interesting is karma is written in orange, which is why we have long clowned that Karma, which is said to be the long-lost sister album of Reputation, or perhaps the album that she didn't release before Reputation, that album would be orange, right? So the fact that she's spewing out orange is a little puzzling to me. And I think if we're looking at in terms of the order of what's to come from Taylor, not to jump the gun here, because I know somebody's going to say, oh, you're chanting more. No, I'm not. Okay, I am following the signs, the clues, the clowns, the eggs, whatever you want to call it, that mother is leading us. So hopefully I don't go lose you here on my rabbit trail. But if you go to Taylor's Instagram and you look at the post that she put up following Paris, okay, go to her Instagram, follow up, look up the post. I think it's the second photo in the post. It is her holding up the number two again. But this time, here's what's interesting about this. She's holding up the number two, and behind her is a one. I believe this is during I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. But she's holding up a two. There's a number one right here behind her. If you're watching on YouTube, you could see me doing this with my hands. That looks like 12, right? We've got a one and a two. Interesting. I'm taking note of that. Let me bring you back to October 23rd, 2023. Taylor alluded to the number 11 with a photo series of her and Jack Antonoff, where Taylor's holding up one finger, Jack Antonoff is holding up 10 fingers. At the time, we did not know that we were looking for TS11. We had no idea that TS11 was on the radar. We were so knee-deep in Reputation. Now, we are so knee-deep in the Return of the Eras Tour, Tortured Poets Department, Reputation, etc. And Taylor subtly posts a picture with 1 and 2, TS12. The reason I bring this up is Taylor has pointed to us several times that the second she submits an album, she starts working on the next one. And we know that she recorded Tortured Poets Department last summer. A lot of it happened last summer, Maddie Healy era. We've seen and correlated outfits to photos that Jack Antonoff has posted with dates saying what time they recorded songs. So is it absolutely unhinged and crazy of me to say that she could perhaps be working on TS12 and maybe orange is the color associated? I don't think that's wildly off the wall and crazy. What I do find interesting is, circling it back here to the Karma Man wall, or to the Man wall and Karma and orange, is I don't know if we're getting some sort of like red herring situation, or if Karma would be TS12, or if Reputation will come next and it'll have some sort of double situation like Tortured Poets Department. Do I think Taylor would do two double albums back to back? Probably not, but I don't know. The signs are signing, and that leads me into some of the other clues that people are discussing. I mentioned an infinity symbol, and I mentioned Nikki King over on TikTok. She's looked a lot into this infinity symbol situation. If you go back to the Glitch, is it the Spotify footage that goes along with Glitch, or it's maybe Midnight's Mayhem? There is a very specific clip. I believe it's associated with the Spotify clip of Glitch. I think there's been a glitch. And it's Taylor kind of up against a balcony, and she turns around and looks at the camera. It's a really short clip. There's really nothing to it. It's like a boomerang more than it is a video. And she's wearing an infinity bracelet. This infinity bracelet has been seen many other times throughout Taylor's, I don't know, imagery. And what Nikki King pointed out is that there is a infinity sign in the middle of the Eras Tour stage. If you think of the Eras Tour stage, you know how it comes to a diamond in the middle. There is a big infinity sign that lights up at one point while she's performing the Tortured Poets Department set. So that's why I'm kind of, my mind is thinking back to the infinity sign, the man wall, perhaps Karma. I don't know. What's next is kind of where my mind is at. And it's not because I'm ungrateful or any of that. I know you guys know this, but that's kind of what I'm thinking in terms of Easter eggs that I've picked up on. Now, aside from the outfits and the color orange, what I find interesting is the Eras set list order. Now, I was a little unsure how deep I wanted to dive into this. So on my clown call that I just had earlier before recording this, I talked with a lot of the Patreon members, and everyone was saying that they kind of feel like it's more logic as to why Taylor reordered the set list versus any sort of Easter egg or clue is kind of what we all landed upon. So just as a refresher, the new Eras Tour set list order is Lover into Fearless, Fearless into Red, Red into Speak Now, Speak Now into Rep, Rep into Folk More. Gonna take some getting used to. Folk More into 1989, into Tortured Poets, into Midnights. I don't know. I mean, someone on the call, I believe it was Melissa, was pointing out that it's interesting if you look at the number of songs she sings from each of these eras, how Tortured Poets Department and Midnights both have 7 songs. And what we had kind of clowned about is if she does extend into 2025, how she could probably cut down Midnights, similar to how she cut down Folklore and Evermore. She could cut down Midnights to make room for Debut being added into the tour. This is like adding hypotheticals on hypotheticals on hypotheticals, but that's kind of the thought there. I guess by her adding in Tortured Poets Department, that kind of eliminates any sort of Tortured Poets Department tour that we would ever get, which is sort of a bummer. But I also feel like the level of performance and like theatrics that we get with the new Tortured Poets Department set on the Eras Tour, I don't know what about it. I think because it is condensed, it feels so emotional and so it packs such a punch. Whereas I feel like if Tortured Poets Department was to have its own tour, it would be a little bit more sleepy. I say that in the nicest of ways. I say that with all the love in the world. I say this in the same way I kind of compare to Lana Del Rey. Lana Del Rey, I saw her set at Coachella. She had a beautiful, amazing set. But a lot of people were like, if you're not a diehard Lana fan, this could come off as a little sleepy. And I could see people saying that if Torture Poets Department was to have its own tour. So do I think it was intentional to add it? Most likely. I think it makes sense to add it on the tour. My question is there an artist that has ever had a tour that has gone on long enough, been successful enough for them to integrate literal like inside jokes in an entire new album into this tour? I don't think there's any artist that has done that. Has any artist had this sort of like inception in a tour while it's happening? I don't think anybody has. I think it's really, really cool of her. I'm curious to see if she breaks any sort of record or creates any sort of trend with this, especially if the tour continues. I think she would definitely break a record for like one of the longest standing tours and all of that jazz. But we know this, and that's great. The clue that I feel like a lot of people have breezed over, and again, maybe I'm reading into this, but that's the story of our lives, is when she's talking during the Folkmore section of the tour now, she talks about how she wrote these albums close together, she submitted them, and she kind of thinks about one of them representing fall and one of them representing winter. But during certain nights of Paris, she said fall, and during other nights of Paris, she said autumn. And it looked like she was kind of thinking intentionally when saying this. And I was going through some comment sections where people were talking about this fall slash autumn thing. And we know in the past, Taylor has said things that are intentional during the tour. For example, when Taylor, during her Champagne Problems speech, one night at the beginning, it was like towards the beginning of tour, she said she had, maybe it was like mid-tour, regardless, during her Champagne Problems speech, she said she had 5 albums that had come out since she toured last. But at the time, we did not have Torture Poets Department. So everybody was like, red flag, red flag, what the heck's going on? She only has 4 albums. It was what? Folklore? No, she had Lover, Folklore, Evermore, and Midnights. And then now we know there was a 5th one, but we didn't know that at the time. So a lot of the things I feel that she says on stage at the tour is very calculated. So the fact that she's been pointing towards fall and autumn is interesting. I don't know. We know that the majority prior to the chaos that has been Folklore and Evermore and Midnights and Torture Poets, she has primarily released her albums in the fall slash autumn time period. So would it be highly unlikely for that to happen again? No. Am I saying it's TS12? Probably not. I think it's going to be Reputation slash Karma, but I'm curious to know your thoughts. Other thing I jotted down was, being that this was the 87th show that we saw night 4 of Paris, she did a couple of nods to Travis. Obviously, most clearly was her outfit choice, where she wore the Chiefs colors and then the surprise songs that she sung. But I'm curious to see if Sweden Night 2, being that it'll be her 89th show, if we'll maybe see 1989 surprise songs, or if we'll see some sort of... I want to pay really close attention to what she says during Sweden Night 2 in her commentary during the parts where she talks in between her sets, because 89 is her birth year, right? 1989. So perhaps during Sweden Night 2, we will get some sort of clue that'll allude to what we're clowning for, which is December 13th, her birthday, later this year. The reason we're clowning for that, in a quick refresher, is at the Grove pop-up, there were little, I don't even know what to call them, calendars, like desktop calendars, that had the date of Friday, December 13th on them. And I think 2 episodes ago, we talked about how her birthday, December 13th, 1989, was not a Friday. So the fact that they had Friday, December 13th on them means they are talking about this current year of 2024. So big eyeballs on Sweden Night 2 with the 89th show to see if she points, takes that opportunity to point towards anything for her birthday or release at the end of the year, which I know a lot of you guys are clowning for a debut release on her birthday. Couple of other things that I think are interesting in relation to the Grove pop-up. I was really hung up on the book that said us on it, which we did later see in the Fortnite music video when Taylor and Post Malone are laying on the ground. Taylor's holding the book that says us on it, and obviously the reference for that would be the story of us. But what we now know is uncovered as a deeper Easter egg is that Gracie Abrams just announced her new album, which is coming out on June 21st, which is my birthday. And I know there's a few of you guys, too, that it's your birthday. Gracie Abrams has a new album coming out on 6/21, June 21st. And she has a song called Us, U.S., hello, just like the story of Us and the book at the pop-up and in the music video, Us, featuring Taylor Swift, which is really exciting for Gracie Abrams. Very excited for her about that. But I think that the tie into astrology is even more interesting. And I know that 621 has a tie into astrology because I was born on summer solstice. And we know Taylor loves, loves, loves astrology. So do I think Taylor had any sort of like say in when Gracie Abrams' album came out? Probably not. But do I think she was interested in kind of the tie to that specific date? Probably. I don't think there are any Eras tour. Is there a London show? Maybe there's a London show that Friday. I'm going to NoahCon concert that night, so I'm very excited about that. But I want to know from you guys, what clues did you see from the Torture Poets Department set itself? Is there anything I'm missing? The only other things that I can think of is the white jacket that she wears during The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived. Some people are saying it looks like a jacket that the Beatles wore. My first thought when I saw that white jacket is it looks like a jacket Napoleon, the French man, Napoleon, would have worn. And he has been coined as like the smallest man who ever lived. I think he was like 5'2", even though that's probably not the smallest man who ever lived. I think that could be a nod to that. She also does like a death march where she's marching with the drums. And she gets killed because every time she like looks like she's taking a shot, the lights flash red as if she's getting shot, and she ends the performance by being dead. So I kind of think it's like a death march, an ode to war. That's where I was kind of getting the Napoleon with the jacket. And then when she dies, she's rebirthed and she has to pick herself up and go into I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. So that's kind of the only things I could pick up on so far. But I know there's a lot we're absolutely overlooking and missing. So I want to hear from you. Let me know what clues you saw from the set itself. And be sure to fill out my Swiftie School form where you can submit any Easter eggs to that. If you subscribe to my newsletter as well, which you can do over at reaganbailey.com, I send a link at the bottom of every email where you could submit Easter eggs if that's easier for you. Or, of course, you can always head to my Instagram in the link in bio there and check out the form. Now, kind of rounding things out before we jump into a couple shout-outs and other things that I wanted to mention to you guys today is if you are a Charlotte, North Carolina girly pop, I have something very, very fun that I am announcing super soon in Charlotte, North Carolina. So look out for that. Or if you're in any sort of like surrounding areas and willing to drive, I have something coming for you in June. So stay tuned. I'm very excited to announce that. Hopefully, if not this week, very early next week. So be on the lookout is all I'm going to say. I already mentioned the bonus episode over on Patreon, so make sure to check that out. And then the new merch, reganbailey.com/shop. It's a great way to help support me, and if you are looking for something to wear, maybe when you're just out and about, or you're traveling to the Eras Tour, or your boyfriend, mom, dad, brother needs a t-shirt to wear, it would be a great thing to purchase off of my site. The last thing that I wanted to mention is, before we get into some Swiftie submissions, is I have a little project that I'm doing with anybody who is a follower over on my Swiftie School Instagram or a Patreon member, is if you are attending the Eras Tour or maybe you're watching the Eras Tour at home and you find yourself making some friendship bracelets, if you make a SS or Swiftie School or It's Another Great Day to Be Alive, the same time as Taylor Swift acronym bracelet, friendship bracelet, be sure to take a photo or a video either in front of your screen watching on Disney Plus or the live streams or at the actual show. Take a photo or a video and send it my way. Tag me on Instagram at Swiftie School Podcast so that we can not only save your image, but also repost you. We're doing like a fun little collaborative project there where we can kind of put all of our photos together and have something to bring us all together, even though we're all so far apart. I strangely, by the way, speaking of being far apart, have a very big UK and Australia like listening pool in my Spotify analytics. Whenever I look on there, a lot of you guys are in Australia. So shout out to my Australian Swifties, my Aussies. Is that how I say it? Aussies? Shout out for listening. Thanks so much. And I also think there's a big population of you guys in Kansas. I have a theory that there's like a middle school or high school of girls that are all listening in Kansas because I have no idea how there would be such a large population of Kansas listeners, but I'm not complaining. So thank you so much. So going into Swiftie submissions, this is from the form that I had mentioned earlier. You can send in any sort of episode requests, any Easter eggs, whatever you want to send my way, you can do it through the form. Chloe L. had submitted and said, I'm a huge Swiftie and I haven't been to the Eras Tour yet. I want to go to the Toronto shows in November, but I couldn't get any tickets. She said she got waitlisted, all that jazz. So she wants to know if I have any tips on getting Eras Tour tickets. I get this question all the time, and I'm not an expert on the ticket resale market, but what I can tell you is I've had great experience with two different places. My first great experience is with StubHub, which I think is probably the most reliable option that most people go through for Eras Tour tickets. But the second option I feel like is not as much talked about is Game Time. I actually partnered with Game Time at the beginning of the Eras Tour because that's where I purchased my Eras Tour tickets from. And this is not sponsored by any means. I'm just telling you where I purchased mine. But Game Time, I prefer their app over their website, but you could use either. What Game Time promises is the lowest guaranteed rate of any resale market. So you can go to them and they'll price match, which is really cool. But Game Time, I like the interface a lot, and it's really easy to access your tickets. Where I find sometimes with like the AXS system, StubHub, the email logins and stuff, it's a little bit hairy, and I really, really had a great experience with Game Time when using those. I use that for my tickets in Glendale, and I use StubHub for my tickets in LA, one of my tickets in LA. Anywho, disastrous. Regardless, I'm waiting for Taylor to come out with her own Ticketmaster. And earlier I was like, oh, she should just call it Taylor Master, because that would be kind of hilarious. It would be a very much like a thank you, Amy moment, wouldn't it? Anywho, as always, I would greatly appreciate if you guys shared your thoughts with me, any feedback, any opinions, and of course, shared the episode with any Swiftie friends or non-Swifties. Pull them in. Bring them in. Why not? Let me know if you have any episode requests for the future. I can't believe we're already on episode 40. Can you believe it? We're going to have some sort of celebration for when we reach episode 52, because that'll be a full year of episodes, which is crazy. I know I keep saying this is the last thing, but I have so many things that I feel like I have not caught up with you guys on. And the last thing, circling back to how I mentioned I have the new sorority and senior members over on Patreon, I have to thank and shout out a lot of the new members. So let's just get right into it. We've got Erin. Welcome to the Patreon. We've got Jess Madden, Sarah Ortiz, Che Wisdom. What a cool name. Carrie McHugh, Kelsey Kloss, welcome. Roberta Prando, Lee Combra, Julie, Brittany V, Katie R, Daisy, Hannah Hanks, Val, Amber Lee, Kate Johnson, Amy App. You guys have such cool names. Taylor Wick, Jillian Kiowski, John, Macy, Therese, Estella. All of that to say, I am eternally grateful for all of you who have chosen to support me, whether that's through the Patreon, whether that's here on the podcast or on social media. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am already so excited to see what's in store for us next. So make sure to stick around, tune in for the next episode, and I will see you on the next one. Bye.
Tuning into today's episode. I know all too well how busy life can be, and I am so grateful that you chose to stay. Now just know this is me trying, and I would greatly appreciate if you took a minute to leave a review or maybe share this episode with a fellow Swiftie. Make sure you join my broadcast channel on Instagram for more Swiftivities. And long story short, this love is real, and I'm beyond grateful for your support. See you next time.